This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, John boy, how's the weather?
John Morosi.
JP can provide some clarity as to what went on. JP.
Bob, I will do my best.
Columnist for MLB.com.
Morosi. Where is Jeff Passan in all of this?
Here's John Morosi.
Where is Jeff Passan?
Should we just call Jeff Passan right now?
Yes, just call him.
Fox Sports baseball contributor.
JP Morosi had it first. How you feeling, Padres fans?
MLB Network insider.
You have your eye on a certain LSU commit.
Jaden Fauske, Nazareth Academy in suburban Chicago. I had a great visit there with Jaden Fauske, who, by the way, was a former football player at Nazareth Academy, which is also the alma mater of former Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Jaden Fauske is there on his way to LSU, unless, of course, a team drafts and signs him quite high in the draft. And he has been mentored, Lauren, by one of the same people who has mentored you and me, Nazareth assistant coach and MLB Network teammate Jim Thome.
John Morosi.
I'm so happy, I can't lie to you. It's the best moment of my life. All the fans who are here supporting me means the world.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Sources confirm that fun.
On 670 The Score.
I love it when John Morosi is on the show because he reps this area hard, whether it's Nazareth Academy or Oak Park River Forest. I don't know what he's got for us today, but it's probably something cool. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And while the MLB draft and people signing deals are still going on, someone should take a look at Alex Brown's son, Tony Brown from Mercer. If you're looking for a quality infielder that steals bases and wants to make your organization better, there you go. Hey, John.
I love it. Great to see you. I will mention that to my many sources. And fittingly, I am coming to you. I'm actually not in Atlanta, but I am at a ballpark. I'm at Michigan's baseball stadium right now, out for a jog here in Ann Arbor. So I wanted to make sure that I unified the draft topic that you had off the top with where I'm standing right now. And yes, I had the pleasure of watching Jaden Fauske take a round of batting practice earlier on this season. It was great. I was in Chicago for a game at Wrigley, and I made sure on the way home I stopped at Nazareth Academy. And I had not been standing behind second base at a high school ball field in a long time. I watch high school games. Usually I'm behind home plate. But Coach Milano let me be there during BP, and I got to tell you something. I had not seen the ball jump off a bat of a high school player like that in a very, very long time. Maybe ever, because Jaden Fauske could take one of the best BPs that I have ever seen. And by the way, Landon Thome we'll be having a conversation about Landon a year from now because he's one of the very best players in the rising senior class. But what a great story for Jaden Fowski to be drafted by his hometown team. And yes, he is legitimately a Sox fan because when I was talking to him during the interview, I said, who was your team growing up, Cubs or Sox? Right away, Sox. And I said, who was your favorite player growing up? And guys, I have official news to break. We're all old. Because when I said, who was your favorite player growing up? He said, Jose Abreu. Growing up. Okay, so that just tells you how young the amazing young player is there in Jaden Fowski. So thrilled for him. And Billy Carlson, I saw him play at Corona High School earlier on in the season. So both number one and number two picks for the Sox. I've met them both. I've spoken with them both. Outstanding young men. The Sox got a couple of great picks right there.
Well, at least he picked an MVP. I mean, if you're going to pick a favorite player, pick an MVP in Jose Abreu. And look, we have to deal with this all the time, John. The White Sox erasure that continues to go on where people don't account for the fact that the White Sox won the World Series in 2005 while
They did.
We
That's
were all
what
celebrating.
ESPN tells me.
I know.
It
keeps happening, John. And you're our guy on the ground when it comes to national media. We can't let it happen.
I'm with you. I was there. I was covering the games. Of course, Pope Leo is there in the Vatican, and as soon as he was ordained as the Pope, I remember going through, the photos. I said to my wife, hey, I was at that game. The Pope and I were in the same place. Sources can confirm that's also true. So I saw it with my own eyes. I was there in Houston when the Sox won it. I was covering the clubhouse celebration. All these things I witnessed. So that championship will not be forgotten by me, nor the thousands of fans that were there on the South Side over the weekend. What a great tribute and celebration. The Burley statue, Burley and AJ together again, certainly remembrances of the great Bobby Jenks. Canerco getting the jersey from the Pope. That was a special team. And even though I didn't cover that team every day, certainly, I did start covering the Tigers day-to-day the next year. So I was still covering a lot of the same players on that team 1 year later. What a charismatic group. I've had a chance to work with AJ in broadcasting over the years. And so for me, it brought a smile to my face as someone who loves Midwest baseball to see just how warmly that 2005 championship team was received on the South Side over the weekend.
Somehow, when the Red Sox ended an 86-year drought, that was the biggest thing that ever happened in baseball. But the next year, when the White Sox end an 88-year drought, it's nothing. I'm watching that game on TV, and I call my grandfather, who has waited forever for this, to see what his reaction was when they won. My grandmother picks up the phone and says, you can't get him. He already ran out in the cornfield shooting off fireworks. Are you telling me, ESPN, that my grandfather ran out on his own feet into that cornfield and shot off fireworks for nothing? I don't think so.
We all saw it. We all saw it.
I won't stand for it.
That's the important thing. Those that were there or those that watched it remember it well. And that team, and I think over the weekend, I was glad to see how much we were reminded of what made that team so special. You had the rotation that basically didn't need a single relief pitcher for the entire ALCS. That was amazing. And certainly you go back even earlier in the first round, El Duque pitching out of trouble, a very charismatic manager and coaching staff, of course. And you know what? A guy that I think from that era and that team that never got the credit he deserved, Jermaine Dye.
Yep.
Because I felt as though when he was at the plate that runs were going to be scored. And I think Creedy, I love watching Creedy play. I remember this, and you can remember this well, from what that team was like. The next year, I think it was 06, Vance Wilson, again, a very charismatic backup catcher on the Tigers. Creedy had come up with a huge hit. I think it was early on in that first homestand of the season. The Tigers are trying to prove themselves. And I love this comparison. It's a cross-sport comparison, the kind that I love. Vance Wilson said, you know who Joe Creedy is? Joe Creedy is Danny Ainge. I don't care what his numbers are. He's going to just crush you in the big moments. And as certainly Pistons fans of a certain age, Danny Ainge crushed the Pistons. And Joe Creedy could crush the Tigers and anybody else. Whether it was a great defensive play or a big-time home run, it didn't matter if Creedy was batting 239. All those hits were huge hits. And so I think that Creedy and Jermaine Dye, I felt like were kind of similar in that they were never quite appreciated the way they should have been. But certainly those of us that watch the American League Central closely in those years knew just how great both Dye and Creedy were.
I think that's a fair argument because in 05, Jermaine Dye was pretty good with an 846 OPS. in 06 when the White Sox still won 90 games and finished third in the division, 44 home runs and an OPS over 1,000.
Unreal. And then like two years later, he couldn't get a contract. I could never figure that out. He retired way earlier than he should have. And I think the industry didn't properly value what he brought to the team. I will say forever that he should have had. If you go back and look at his last year of Baseball Reference,
he was a 793 OPS, which is above league average.
Thank you. He should have had two or three years, as I remember it. And again, I would certainly ask Jermaine his version of events. But basically, the industry was just not offering him deals that were commensurate with what he was doing. And I just think that basically the whole industry completely whiffed. Wow. On how great of a player Jermaine Dye was. Look at that last year.
He hit 27 home runs in 2009, his last year.
Couldn't get a job.
That's amazing.
I've never figured that out.
That's a great call by you, John. No doubt about it. The All-Star game is going on in Atlanta. You cover this league. And we know that this Cubs team is in first place. And they still have some work to do because that Milwaukee team is breathing down their neck, only one game back. I know that we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. But I'm wondering what you're hearing as far as the chances that the Cubs might do some spending and might make some moves here at the trade deadline.
I think they are going to be one of the most aggressive teams in the sport over the next couple weeks. And it's because of two things. Number one, they know they've got a great team. And number two, they know that they cannot assume the division is won because of exactly what you're talking about with the Brewers. And in some ways, the Brewers might be doing them a big favor here because the way they're playing is reminding the front office, listen, we need some pieces here. And I think the pieces would be twofold. Number one, a right now third baseman, because although I believe in Shaw over the long term, clearly that's a spot in the lineup that has been too much of an out too often of the time. I think that's what I see right there. And I also look at the rotation and say, Imanaga, great. Boyd, great. You need one more stable veteran arm. The good news is for the Cubs is that enough teams have both of those things as part of their potential package to move. Let's take the Diamondbacks. Is it Zach Gallen and Eugenio Suarez? If it's the Pirates, is it Keller and Ke'Bryan Hayes? There are those types of combinations of teams and players that would make sense. And here's where I think it really gets interesting. I would not trade Owen Casey for one rental player, okay? I would not trade Owen Casey for Zach Gallen straight up. That'd be a no thanks for me. Just I think that Casey's got too much value, and you still don't have Tucker signed long-term. So for a rental, no. But if the D-backs come at you and say, listen, I will give you Gallen and Suarez, or Gallen and one more reliever, make it a bigger package. If you can do that, then I'm in. Same thing with the Pirates. Keller is not a rental. Ke'Bryan Hayes is not a rental. They've got some bullpen pieces there. Those that have bounced back like Bednar. I would say the Pirates, if it's a multiplayer package, or the Diamondbacks, if it's a multiplayer package, or if it's the Twins, maybe you're able to get a Joe Ryan for an Owen Casey. Casey should not be for one solo rental. But if it's multiple players or a controllable piece like Mitch Keller, like Joe Ryan, then I'm all in if I'm the Cubs.
John, you sound like in general you are advocating for them to go for it, that they should swing big and that they do have a chance here to go for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For it.
They do, because look around the National League. Here's my statement about the NL. There are a lot of really good teams in the NL right now. There are. But there is no dominant, inevitable team right now. Look at the Dodgers. Look how they've played for the last couple weeks. They're still a great team. They'll still make the playoffs. But is anybody right now terrified to play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the playoff series? I don't think so. They're a great team. They are. The Phillies are too. They have their flaws in the bullpen. The Cubs right now are among the best teams in the National League. And if they make the right moves, they have every reason to believe they can walk into October as a favorite in a way they have not been since 2016. That's what I see. The Padres and Giants, good teams. They're not scary. The Mets, good team. Look at their rotation. They're hoping on health. Good team, not scary. That is the theme of so many of these NL teams right now. And look at the American League. Tigers, they just got swept by the Mariners going into the break. If there's any year to go for it, it's now. It's now because you have the pieces in the minor leagues, Casey Alcantara, others, Brown potentially. You've got a good farm system. You spent a lot of years cultivating that. You're showing Kyle Tucker. And by the way, if you go to the World Series at Wrigley Field and Kyle Tucker sees the World Series at Wrigley Field, that's going to help you sign him long term. I don't think it's going to happen before November. But Kyle Tucker right now is seeing one gigantic infomercial as to why it's great to be a Cub. And the only way that you make that pitch better is by keeping winning games and bringing more and more playoff series at Wrigley. So I see right now the Cubs are two players away, two, pitcher and a third baseman, from being as strong of a favorite as anybody in the National League. And so now I think it's up to Jed and Carter, go out there and do it.
Lawrence, the two needs that he identified there are the ones we've been talking about. You said third base. I said they need better starting pitching if they're going to make a run in a playoff series.
It helps to get Shota back, and he was phenomenal against the Yankees this weekend. So fun to watch him go out there and dominate for sure. But the Brewers are always interesting to me. I always wonder if what they'll do, if anything. They're so strong, John, organizationally. They haven't really needed to make any big moves because they're so well run. But I wonder if the idea is that every chance at a championship is precious. I wonder if the Brewers look at it that way too, and maybe they go outside themselves a little bit.
I'd be surprised. I'll put it this way. I would be stunned if the Brewers wound up being more aggressive at the deadline than the Cubs are going to be. It would be out of character for the Brewers. And similarly, you're articulating very wisely what their modus operandi is about how they're going to run their team. You look back, and when they've had great teams, they have added incrementally here and there, but they have never taken the big swing. And in fact, one year when they were teetering on the brink of being really good, they traded Josh Hader, right? So their disposition is almost always, we've got to be a little scrappier than everybody else, and we've got to be a little smarter than everybody else in terms of the moves that we make. But that's how they get Sal Frelick, and obviously he's been phenomenal for them. Terang, Churio. And by the way, the reason why they're right on the Cubs' heels right now is because they've rejected the chance to trade Jackson Churio and Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang so many times in the past. And they've gotten a good performance from Christian Yelich. And they were very good down the stretch last year with Yelich hurt. So, and to that mix now, they've added Chad Patrick, who's been really good. Mizorowski, who is a controversial all-star selection. Their bullpen is pretty solid right now. They could maybe add an arm back there. I see the Brewers as being much more of a add a marginal arm, add a platoon bat right up at the end of the deadline at a cost beneficial way, as opposed to trading for Mitch Keller from Pittsburgh. I just don't think they're going to be able to compete with the Cubs. If the Cubs are willing to put Owen Casey in a deal, there's not many teams out there, Brewers or anybody else, that's going to be able to rival an offer of an Owen Casey like the Cubs can do it.
With Boston going on a 10-game win streak, I wonder how differently they look at their team. There have been some chatter that maybe Alex Bregman was unhappy there, that he might be someone that they could trade at the deadline. What's the latest there?
The Red Sox, in a certain way, can buy by just holding. And what I mean is, for a while, you're right, there was talk about, should we trade Bregman? Listen, they've been one of the better teams in the American League since the Devers trade. They got a little more athletic. They got a little more cohesive. Okay, Devers, we still are hearing about, is he going to play first base? Is there a disc problem in his back? The drama has followed him to San Francisco. And the Red Sox have just played better. And Rafaela is legit. Roman Anthony is a really good young player. And they're only gonna get better once Bregman comes back and really is fully himself. I think in the rotation, if anything, I would look to potentially add one more arm for the short term and go for it. Because if all the reasons that I just talked about in the American League, listen, I watched the Tigers carefully here in Michigan. They're a really good team. They are not an unbeatable team. There is not a single unbeatable team anywhere in the American League. And so the Red Sox could, for my money, just keep playing the way they're playing with all that youth and athleticism. The older teams in the division, like the Yankees, they may wear down in the second half. And I think the Red Sox, they're just going to keep getting better. They're a very athletic team. They're becoming more athletic, I should say. They're not necessarily athletic all over the place in the way the Cubs are. The Cubs are an elite defensive team. Red Sox aren't there quite yet, but they're moving in that direction. And so I think they just, to me, they stand pat. Let the kids play. Let Rafaela run down every ball in center field and enjoy the fact that you've got a little bit more of a younger group. Maybe they end up adding a Ryan O'Hearn as a rental bat from Baltimore. And the Red Sox have the kind of prospects to make a deal just like that. So I would say the time of rumors of Bregman moving out, that is long gone. They're playing way too well for that to be the case. If anything, they add smartly. You know, Buehler's kind of struggling the rotation. That's going to be – I would not be surprised in the least if the Red Sox win the American League East this season.
John, thanks so much for joining us as always. Enjoy your time off before the second half starts.
You got it. Enjoy the Derby tonight, the All-Star game tomorrow, and I'm going to sit here getting my trade board all figured out, who can be moving all everywhere else. So I'll be ready with even more names and scenarios the next time you call me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.